This is Scott Becker with the discussion on the Business Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is the question of the right amount of debt that a company should hold. And this is a fascinating discussion. You periodically see companies that have too much debt and then get whipsawed when the earnings go in the wrong direction. So what's the right amount of debt? From a equity investor's perspective, a company should have a lot of debt on it, because what you really want is your equity returns against your equity to be very high. The more that you've leveraged the company, the more that your small slice of equity turns off returns above that debt and puts you in great shape. That would be the prototypical equity perspective holder in this, that you really want to leverage almost as much as you can. The flip side in this is the operator's perspective. What level of debt leaves the operator comfortable that they can operate a business without too much stress on the business? And this is a great balance between equity holders, or truly equity holders, and operators. The operator wants the flexibility in the company to do what they have to do to grow the company, to build the company without too much debt exposure. So the company has upswings and downturns, it's still in great shape and able to operate and invest in the company's business. And this is the fine line between over-leveraging a company to take money out, which improves the balance sheet of the equity holders and the private equity fund and so forth, versus keeping enough of a cushion in the company so that the company could operate and grow and not kill the golden goose, which is the company, and leave the company more anti-fragile. It's a fascinating discussion. Those numbers on the debt-to-equity ratios or debt-to-EBITDA ratios have trailed up over the last several years, you know, closer to often 6 to 7 times EBITDA versus traditionally 3 to 4 times EBITDA. And it's really, at the end of the day, it's a risk assessment, it's a fragility assessment. It's balancing the needs of the equity holders versus the operators and trying to figure out the mental construct and the financial construct for this equity versus debt mix. I find it to be an absolutely fascinating discussion in companies where there's such clarity that a greater debt to equity ratio can really accelerate returns exponentially in a period of time where the business is doing well, but could scare the operators in a time when the business is doing more poorly. And we find it to be a fascinating discussion, one that's often talked about but not talked about in such a behavioral finance type of perspective, which I think is a big part of it. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you very much.